Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Bellinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dillman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill Dillman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May scores. Davalillo moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davalillo scores. Alvis moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Alvis scores. Horton goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Etchie Barron for a passed ball. McDowell moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. May reaches second base with a double. McDowell scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Wally Bunker now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davalillo bunts towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wagner moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Alvis moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Etchie Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchie Barron hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bellinger moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Davy Johnson now playing second base. Mark Bellinger now playing third base. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bellinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bellinger has Horton trapped. There's the throw to Echeverin and back to Bellinger, who tags Horton for the out. Sims moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDowell strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Powell reaches second base with a double. Andy Echeverin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Echeverin strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Leon Wagner. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Horton reaches second base with a double. Hinton scores. Alvis moves to third. It's 8-3, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Alvis. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Horton moves to third. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bellinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.